People with major depression have trouble sleeping, eating, and concentrating. They feel profound despair. But a new analysis of depression in America offers hope that more people are getting effective treatments. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The analysis looks at the number of people treated for depression and the types of treatment. It compares a survey done in 1987 with one done in 1997. Treatment for depression wasn't that common in the 1980s, and it didn't work that well. Robert learned that firsthand in 1983 when he was hospitalized.
I had an incredible sense of defeat.
Robert, who doesn't want his last name used, is a lawyer who now works in the mental health field.
I remember feeling that I was drugged and warehoused primarily for what ended up being 30 days, which was the total amount of time that my insurance would pay for.
He didn't feel much better at the end of his hospital stay.
Although that provided me with some support and insight, it never really helped get me out of the depression.
Doctors knew of lots of cases like Robert's. Dr. Michael Fleming says that's why many of them hesitated to diagnose or treat depression. Fleming has been a family practitioner in Shreveport, Louisiana, for 25 years.
In the early days, we just didn't have a very wide range of medications to treat depression with. And by and large, sometimes they would work, but most times they weren't very effective. And so it wasn't a very fulfilling thing to treat.
Now he says things are different.
I treat tons of depression here in my office.
Fleming says two things have changed. There are new, more effective drugs with fewer side effects. And doctors have come to see mental illness as a real disease, not a weakness of will. Dr. Mark Olfson of the New York State Psychiatric Institute headed the treatment analysis, which is detailed in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. He found an additional difference. Insurance companies became more likely to pay for some forms of psychiatric care. Olfson says it was the combination of all these factors that led to the difference in depression treatment from 1987 to 1997.
Well, there was a large change. There was roughly a tripling in the number of people in the United States seeking treatment for depression during that decade.
That means the overall toll of depression is going down.
So if more people are getting treatment, fewer people are experiencing the kinds of impairment in function that they would have otherwise had. So it's a welcome development, and it's good news.
But there's bad news as well. While the treatment rate rose to 2.3% of the population, that's still less than half of all people who have depression. And Olfson has broken down the numbers to look at treatment for different groups. The news here isn't good for the uninsured, blacks and Hispanics.
The rates of treatment of depression for these groups remains well below the rates of treatment for people who are insured and people who are more well-educated and more affluent. And so that there is still evidence of substantial, by inference, there's still evidence of substantial under-treatment of depression, and so that there's still work to be done.
But for those who are being treated, the availability of new drugs and the optimism in the medical community have made a big difference. Robert wasn't helped much by his early treatment. He was hospitalized again in the early 1990s, and it worked out much better.
I have to say that, you know, with regards to the second experience, I came out of the hospital with much more resilience.
He had the sense of a plan, that doctors knew how to help him, that they were doing something other than just sedating him. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.